I'm scheduled to leave tomorrow, so presumably the class in the morning will go back to the usual format, standard philosophical class, instead of taking some topics as I've been doing. Anyway, Krishna Katha should go on. Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Seva, Krishna Smaran. Altogether, this is called Krishna Bhavana. Or in Telugu, you'd say Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. So I'd just like to encourage you all, to those of you who are just coming into Krishna consciousness, to come in and come up and bring others up. And those of you who are already committed, to maintain your commitment. For doing something tangible, Srila Prabhupada would use this word, for the Krishna conscious movement in Bhimavaram. Now we may think that, well, why bother with Bhimavaram? There are so many more big important places, but to Krishna, he's not that concerned. Krishna's not impressed by Bombay or Hyderabad or New York or whatever. Krishna's impressed by Vrindavan. So, he wants the whole world to be Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended living in Vrindavan. Mathuravas, one of the five principal angas of bhakti. Shadu Shanga Nama Kirtan Bhagavad Shravan Mathuravas Sri Murtir Shadhai Shivan. These are the five principal angas or limbs of bhakti. The first is association with devotees, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathura vas, you can understand, living in mathura. Shraddhai, Sri Murtir Sevan, serving the deity. So these are all important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended living in mathura. He personally didn't live there. He lived in, well, for the first 24 years, he was in Navadvip. Then for the next 6 years, he was coming and going for Puri. And for the last 18 years, he remained in Puri. His coming and going from Puri began with his journey toward or throughout South India. Dakshin. Nowadays we think of South India as four states. Maybe it'll be five soon when Telangana gets split. But Dakshinatya, according to the Puranic description, covers those four states plus the what is now Maharashtra and Goa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his tour of South India, going south from Puri, and at Pandharpur, the stated objective of his visit to South India, to find his brother, that became moot or invalid when he got the news that his brother, who had taken sannyas before him, had left this world at that place, at Pandharpur. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came north to the Narmada, and it may be a little further north also, but he made his way back toward Puri along the bank of the Narmada. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he really entered South India in the area in which is now called Kurmakshetra. That time also is called Kurmakshetra. So it's recorded there how he met different people, and that became the pattern for his behavior throughout his tour of South India. He would meet people, he would infuse them with love of Krishna, and he would send them to their village, back to their village, and tell them to give Krishna consciousness to others. And in this way, Krishna consciousness spread throughout South India. He didn't tell them to go and live in Vrindavan. They had the full nectar of Krishna consciousness wherever they were. Even the one Brahmana wanted, it's recorded, he wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you just stay here. The Brahmana said, well, there's so much Maya, I'm getting afflicted by Maya, I want to go with you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him famously, Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amar agya guru hoya tara idesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna. In this way, be a guru. Become a guru. And deliver this land. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, Kabhuna badive tomai e bishoitaranga punarapi e tai pabe morasanga. He said that you will not, if you do this, you will not be disturbed by the modes of material nature, by the waves of materialism. And you again, you will get my association right here. You don't have to go with me, you don't have to run off somewhere else. Your Krishna consciousness is right here. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Krishna consciousness, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he set the example of preaching widely and then going to Vrindavan. And he visited Vrindavan, he didn't stay there. Of course, there are his own esoteric reasons, being himself Vrindavananath, a Krishna, the form of Radha and Krishna combined, why he didn't stay in Vrindavan. But he set that example, that originally he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but in a way that was deemed improper by Sanatan Goswami. So later he went, after having preached widely. So that's a good example for everyone. You go to Vrindavan, you can go and live in Vrindavan, but first you preach widely. There are so many people who've never heard of Vrindavan, or if they have, they're not interested. Or many people in Bangalore side, if you say Vrindavan, they think of some bogus person who made some false so-called Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally took interest in all these towns and villages. He visited them and gave Krishna consciousness. And he wants his followers to do so also. And he promises that by doing so, you will not be the loser. So our business is to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can do that anywhere. Everywhere where there are jivas, which means everywhere in the universe, is a preaching field. And particularly as you are in this area, now you can see this area differently. Those of you who are from this place, you can see it differently to the way you saw it before. Before you saw Bhimavaram as the place where I can live and try to live comfortably and happily. But to take to Krishna consciousness means to get a different vision of reality. Instead of thinking how I can live comfortably, we think that Krishna wants me to serve his mission in this area. So now you can take up the mission of Krishna consciousness, spreading Krishna consciousness to others. You can also gradually participate in Do you have regular public Harinam here? You take all the people out? They can help with book distribution and bringing other people. Last night, Mataji brought some other people. Bring them, give them books, encourage them to chant, preach to them. It's this spreading of Krishna consciousness is the duty of every follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not just for the brahmacharis living in the center. So, you can please take that up. By doing so, you will also be blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his mercy. Read the books of Srila Prabhupada. Try to distribute them. Follow what's in them. And at the end, you'll get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association. You can go back home, back to Godhead. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy as we've received it through Srila Prabhupada. So please take it up, go up. Utishta Jagrata Prapya Varanibodhata Kshurasya Dhara Nishita Duratyaya Durgang Patastat Kavayo Vadanti. This is from the Upanishads. This was quoted, at least the beginning was quoted by Swami Vivekananda, but we don't care for him. So, Utishta, get up. Jagrata, wake up. Become aware of the boon which is available in this human form of life. At the same time, we have to understand that spiritual life life in this material world is like a razor's edge. See, if we use this human life properly, we can go to Krishna. If we use a razor properly, we get shaved nicely. But if you don't use it properly, then you're in a very serious position. If you just pick up a razor and go like this, you don't use it properly, then instead of getting the nice, smooth, clean looking, then you simply make a big mess. So, it's a difficult path, say the great sages, but we should take up this path. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, the path of spiritual life is not difficult. We're not asked to perform great austerities. Of course, in the modern age, if you ask people to rise early, they think that's a great austerity. They think it's normal. You see, so many people in this city, they didn't even get up now, I would think. Definitely in Bombay, half the population. In Gujarat, we go on Harinam at this time, in the cities, and people just say, why are you disturbing us? We're still sleeping, you see. They watch TV until, who knows, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then they go to sleep. Rakshasa civilization. Rakshasas, they like to move around at night. Nishachar, means they move at night. So, we ask people not to drink tea or coffee and they become very disturbed. So we're not asking them to go and stand on one leg for 20 years in the cave in the Himalayas. Just, you know, some useless thing, tea, coffee, is absolutely no value whatsoever. Just put Harinam, put the nectar of Harinam on the tongue. The people find that very difficult. So, anyway, people are taking it up. Even in this very bad Kali Yuga, some people are taking to Krishna consciousness and then they can realize what is the benefit. How we're happy in this life and happy, guaranteed, forever. So, this is my request. You take it up. Be steady. You won't get big name and fame, whatever you do in Bhimavaram. Who cares about Bhimavaram? Krishna cares. That's the point. We're not here for name, fame, comfortable living, any such things. We're here simply to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.